Good morning. Welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. It is another very, very cold day, but at least I'm not in the Northeast where 20 plus inches of snow has fallen and is falling. The other day, in my favorite coffee shop, the topic of conversation of the two or three people in line was snow, wondering when we might get some and how beautiful it is. But in addition, there was the consensus that 2 to 3 days with 3 to 4 inches is plenty to satisfy everyone's need. Some of the best times are coming in from the snow, cuddling up, and having a nice hot cup of, you guessed it, coffee. Believe it or not, in this cold, the doorbell rang this morning about 8. I went to the door and saw a gentleman I did not recognize in a heavy coat with a yellow safety vest and a hard hat on. I had forgotten that a crew was coming to trim some trees in the backyard. During the storm the first week of January, our neighbor had 2 trees uprooted and fall into the lake. In an attempt not to have to go through that experience, we were advised to prune the heavy limbs from the pines on the edge of the lake that were pulling the big trees toward the water. I spent quite a bit of time this morning watching the very efficient guys do the work. The most fascinating part were the climbers. There were 2 in the crew whose job it is to climb into the high trees and trim them or top them for removal. Our pine trees are old and tall, 40, 50 feet high. It is fascinating to watch the climbers handle the limbs, the ropes to tie off the tree, and the chainsaw without falling or cutting themselves or dropping huge limbs on people below. It is an art, a skill of confidence and fearlessness. With this pruning done, the trees will be healthier, the root system stronger, and the danger of falling will be greatly diminished. During this time of year, there's a lot of pruning going on. Yards and parks are cleaned up from leaves and limbs. Everything is waiting for the new growth to emerge. Trees and shrubs and bulbs in the ground are clean and quiet. In Jesus' day, the primary industry was agriculture and related work. People were very familiar with the cycles of growth and what it took to keep plants and trees healthy and bearing fruit. In John 15, 1 through 8, Jesus uses this understanding as the basis of a parable comparing the gardener, the grapevine, its branches, and fruit to the relationship of God the Father, Jesus, and each of us. John 15, 1 and 2 and 8. I am the vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. To keep the vine healthy and producing, branches must be cleaned up and pruned, and during the growing season, the fruit-bearing branches must be protected so they will remain attached to the vine and receive the growth nourishment necessary. Pruning for us comes in the form of life's trials. We all go through them. The Lord can use them to lead us to Him or become closer to Him. I would ask what pruning brought you to the Lord in the first place. Think about it for a moment. In my case, pruning brought me to the Lord, a difficult situation. For a time, I was excited and had a strong passion for time with my Lord through His Word and prayer and reading. But As time passed, my emotions calmed down, and gradually, much of my life returned to its routine. I knew the Lord, but you might say I got lazy. I prayed less, read less, went through the motions, but was not listening. I ceased to grow. In my early journey, I did not understand the necessity for pruning. Those circumstances that would push me to turn my eyes back to Jesus for comfort or wisdom or direction were necessary. I have been through that cycle many times in my life, and gradually it began to dawn on me that for me to have the peace I wanted, the joy I wanted, these episodes of pruning had to happen for me to stay on track. They weren't all big events. In fact, many were as simple as recognizing the hurtful way I had responded in a situation. Asking myself, why was I so thoughtless? Where did it come from? Or a decision I made to do or not to do something without asking for God's wisdom. It didn't turn out well. Was it a need to feel important and in charge? Why? I asked. I began to recognize what was happening. I had gradually cut myself off from the nourishing of the vine, and there were issues within me that were preventing me from blossoming as the Lord would have me to do. I realized that these events helped me to see my need to overcome my desire for control, fears about money, lack of trust, my fear of not being loved. I had to go through the pruning many times to finally work through these issues in my life. Each pruning has taught me more about myself, and the process continues today. It teaches me what I need to lay aside and behind and to consistently stay connected to the vine. In general, I think we all resist our moments of pruning, times of trial. It's very, very hard to be grateful for such times. Perhaps as we reflect on what we learned about ourselves and about God's care during these times, we can come to the place where we can give thanks, even find joy. Count it all as joy. James 1, verse 2 through 4. He continues, "My brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Trials in our lives will come. Allow them to be times of pruning. Allow them to be moments of turning to the Lord and not away. Be willing to learn to grow in faith and trust. These pruning times can help us to examine ourselves, our motives, our past, and how it has impacted the way we respond to life's challenges. And now, let's pray, and please pray with me. Lord, we beg you to give us a willing spirit, that in the times of pruning, we will allow ourselves to grow and become all that you have intended. Remind us that we really are your present day disciples, and you need each of us to blossom in the way we live and love, bear fruitful witness to others. In your name we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.